Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, JT, I just got to tell you, I just got a message from one of my favorite singers of all time, Megan Maroney. She's a hot little blonde out of the great state of Georgia, and she wanted to wish both of us well and have a good show. She said, we need to take our happy old ass on out to see some Megan Maroney in concert. How about that?
Well, you know, I've rubbed elbows with her at the CMAs and the ACMs, but
well,
I don't know her personally.
She's sweet, you know that.
They all are. It's so funny. Those country musicians are some of the most genuine people on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Even the biggest stars. It's surprising how, you know, Al Pacino told me never to name drop, but I've had many interactions with Garth Brooks, who is, you know, probably one of the biggest stars in country in my era. And the guy couldn't be more salt of the earth, sweetheart of a guy, remembers you, which is a quality I wish I had. And shout out Garth Brooks. Appreciate all of the good times I've had.
You know, but Garth, that little fat ass don't look as good as Megan Maroney ever thought about looking. That's what I'm. Hey, that's my shout out, Megan. Now I'm going to go with the blonde each time. Because they don't call me the continental lover for nothing. I'm the blonde. Hey, that's fine. I'll take the blonde all day instead of Garth, please.
Well, you know, I'm a happily married man, Eddie, so I don't even notice.
We're not talking about, I didn't ask you to marry Megan. I just said, hey, we need to go to a concert and see her.
Hey,
you know who's another cool dude?
Who?
And he's a big wrestling fan. Is Jelly Roll.
I wish I could tell my Jelly Roll story, but it does not look good for Jelly Roll or me. So I'm going to leave it off the table. I don't know if I've told it on the show or not before, but I'm going to err on the side of caution here and just not tell it again. We're going to get into Jabroni of the Week. The WWE,
sure.
More than we usually do. Major League Baseball, the NFL. We'll sprinkle some stuff in there from all over the sports world. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yes. It's going to get really wild and free here shortly.
Who's it going to be with your rodeo?
You know, JT, I can't wait to say this. Jabroni of the Week is this no good, I mean no good, un-American piece of crap, Kevin Nash. And he is a jabroni. He was never good in the ring. He got in there by kissing ass, and they kind of stronghold their way into WCW. And we're going to get into that in a little bit, but he's really the one that killed WCW.
He came out and spoke unkindly about the great American nation on our birthday, July 4th. He alluded to the fact that we shouldn't be proud and that this is an ugly time in America. And to be perfectly honest with you, Eddie, I'm sick of it. If you have those
opinions.
I'm sick
of guys like him. You know, he's made all this money from all the good people in America. And then he wants to turn his back on America and all the guys who fought for him. And he goes on these on Navy bases and on U.S. Army bases. And, you know, we got a huge military presence. You know, Mouthing Off is the number one show on American Forces Network. And we love our military guys. And for that two-faced son of a bitch to go on military bases and then do this, you can't do that, man. You're just not allowed to do that.
No, I'll say this. There have been times in our country's history where politically I wasn't happy with the results of elections, all of these things. But at the end of the day, it's America. This has been the greatest experiment of all time when it comes to building a nation. We have done some of the most incredible things in the history of our nation. And at this time, it is still one of the most incredible places to live. People are banging down the door to get in because our way of life is just better than most places on earth.
Well, let's get back to Kevin Nash's little happy ass, big old happy ass.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. He's got two left feet. He couldn't work in the ring, and he was horrible. It took him 7-8 gimmicks, and then finally when Vince gave him a gimmick, he stole Shaq's gimmick, the Diesel, He couldn't even come up with his own gimmick. I'm sure that Shaq wasn't too happy with that. Kevin Nash, you're a big man. You want to see how a big man really acts in the world today? Look at Shaquille O'Neal. That's the way a real superstar acts. And let me tell you another thing, Kevin Nash, you're a Jew hater. And you know something, Paul Heyman? You better bury his ass in the WWE. You need to cancel his WWE Legends contract. He's the one who killed Goldberg's. As soon as he got the booking job at WCW, he killed Goldberg's streak where he could go over and make himself look really good. And Goldberg has never been worth a shit since. And he killed the mystique of Goldberg because he's just an ass. He's not only an ungrateful ass, if he didn't kiss Shawn Michaels' ass the way he did, he'd have never got squat in the WWE. I'm just telling you.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to be a good booker, the last person you should be putting over is yourself.
Oh, that's a booker. You can't be, you know, these bookers today are not, even in the old days, that's all they did. They'd write themselves in to get two paychecks. And you know, sometimes that when I started IWF at Universal Studios, I made sure I pulled myself out of the ring and I did color commentating. I did that for a reason. When no one could say that Eddie Mansfield was writing himself in the main event. Well, I didn't. I never wrote myself into anything. And Blackjack Mulligan always wanted me, hey, come on, Ed, you need to work. Yeah, I needed to work, believe me. But I just believed in my guys enough, and I believed in Jack and some of these other guys to carry the torch where I didn't have to. But a sick-ass son of a gun like Kevin Nash, he's a piece of trash, number one, as a human being.
Well, I agree with you now. I don't know the man personally, but his opinions...
I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. As a human being, he's a piece of trash.
Okay.
He's just like the dead guy, Scott Hall. Scott Hall was a piece of trash, same way. They both were the same kind of guys. And they would cut your throat. They'll do whatever they could to get ahead. And if it wasn't for them kissing ass with Shawn Michaels, there'd have never been anybody.
Well, let me ask you this question, Eddie. Who was the best booker of all time?
Whoa. Well, to me, it was George Scott out of the Carolinas.
So you put him above Mr. McMahon?
Well, McMahon wasn't just a booker. He was an owner. So if you say an owner... Vince McMahon is the best of all time, but he had great people. He assembled a great booking team underneath him.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I'm sure that he was the final straw when it came to the bookings and who
everything
was going to be over. And this is a guy who would go out there and not only make himself look terrible, but he roped his wife and kids into a lot of these angles to make them look terrible to put over his stars. He did not put himself first. The guy was on TV nonstop. But
well, he just proved that he got beat by Donald Trump and shaved his head.
Yes, he would anyone.
You can't ever say that Vince McMahon didn't do whatever it took to make the WWE as great as it is today. The WWE would have been squat without Vince McMahon and Linda McMahon. Don't forget Linda. Linda is a smart businesswoman. I mean, say what you want. I like Linda.
I don't know her personally, but I have never heard a negative thing about her. And obviously, she was one of the co-owners of that incredible organization. So
they built.
Yes.
That Vince and Linda built. And people don't understand that Vince and Linda put up their home to do WrestleMania 1. So he believed in what he was doing. But let's get back to Kevin Nash, that piece of trash. You know, talking about America like he did. And then he killed WCW. Everybody wants to blame Eric Bischoff. Well, I blame Eric Bischoff for allowing this bastard to book, number one, because Eric knew that this guy's got two left feet and he sucks in the ring and he can't book anybody but himself and Scott Hall. That's it. And so Eric Bischoff did not kill WCW. Kevin Nash killed WCW.
Yeah, I've never had a negative feeling when it comes to Eric Bischoff. I've always felt like, you know, he might not have been the next Mr. McMahon, but he seems like a decent guy, and he really was putting a lot of effort.
Well, there's only one Vince McMahon.
Absolutely.
Let's make that perfectly clear. There's not one now. There's not a Vince McMahon going on the planet. I mean, he's just one, you know, he was a second-generation promoter, really a third-generation, his father and his granddaddy. But, I mean, he just... That was his gimmick. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, well, Trump, he was building buildings. Vince McMahon was building wrestlers.
Vince McMahon, you know, say what you will about him kind of taking over all of the territories and taking all of their big stars and going national.
He put all the crooks out of business.
He did. And really, yeah, he did. I feel like... The stars of the WWE, you don't hear a whole lot of the successful guys complaining about how much money they made or complaining about. It seems to be the guys who ran themselves out of the business that have the most complaints about how the WWE was
run.
Well,
not necessarily. There's a lot of guys bitching and moaning because, you know, especially now. And Vince is not around. They can't blame this one on him. You know, they cut the damn salary down so much, it's like ridiculous.
Well,
and it's like, but get back to Kevin Nash. This son of a bitch goes and signs autographs and charges people all kind of money. And you know, all you wrestling fans listening, do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Do not give that commie son of a bitch $1. I'm just telling you, he's ungrateful, he's un-American, and he sucks as a human being. And now you know he really sucks because he told you so.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, and it doesn't get better than you and me. I'm just telling you.
Well, I'll say one thing that potentially has gotten to our level is odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com, I put them on the pedestal right next to you and me, Eddie.
Oh, well, hey. Odark 30, it's a five-star deal.
And
we're five-star ourselves. So, I mean, it is what it is.
You know why we don't have six stars, Eddie?
No.
Because they don't give them out.
That's right. We got the best.
We're going to talk.
Because we are the best.
We're going to talk baseball here. So it is ludicrous to me that there are talks of a trade for Paul Skenes at this stage of his career.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's like back in the day when we were growing up, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you could watch tape on the Steelers. They had a great quarterback called Terry Bradshaw. I'd be like them wanting to trade Terry Bradshaw in his peak.
I don't understand why you would. So he's in his second season, really his first full season as a starter in Major League Baseball. He's kind of started to fall off the shelf a little bit because of the fact that he's never worked Major League Baseball schedule. And he's had a couple of starts that weren't up to his caliber, but the Pirates aren't getting any runs for him. I mean, he's lost his games. If he gives up more than one run, there's a likelihood he's going to take a loss.
Right.
So Paul Skenes, if I'm the Pirates, there's no way that I even hear a single offer from anybody for an ace that is a kid. We've got 10 more years to figure out a way to put a team around an ace. And that's the direction I'm going if I'm Pittsburgh. But
if Pittsburgh doesn't know how to do a winner, they just don't. I mean, you know, the general manager should be smart enough to keep a good looking girl around, like his girlfriend or wife. because she's 9 in heavy change.
And she's 10 in heavy change.
Oh, boy, she's a pretty girl.
Yes.
And I mean, why do you want to trade this dude? Won't you build something around him?
I
don't understand. Pittsburgh is a losing town when it comes to baseball.
I think this is all jock sniffer talk. I don't think that anybody in the Pittsburgh organization is even hearing phone calls coming in Skenes.
I believe the Tigers are going to get him.
You think Paul Skenes is going to go to the Detroit Tigers? The other guy we're going to talk about.
The Tigers are going to be in the World Series. Absolutely.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. But Ronald Acuna Jr., the other guy that we're going to talk about potential trades for, that one makes a little more sense to me. The Braves are underachieving.
They can't trade him, the Braves. I mean, come on. You can't trade that dude.
It depends on what you get back, because the reality of it is that since Freddie Freeman...
You see what they offering that guy? I mean, a bunch of them minor leagues guys. I mean, you never heard of them. I mean, they're unloading their whole like double-A, triple-A guys they don't want and giving them five or six of them. If you get five or six guys in a trade, what the hell does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that you're doing baseball, because the reality of it is when you trade a guy.
Yeah, I'm unloading my minor league. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know I'm a Nationals fan. The Nationals unloaded Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, and Juan Soto when they were not competing after their World Series run. And the guys they got back for
Juan
Soto.
Yeah, they're in the starting lineup, three of them.
Three of them, yes. So you do.
Well, you got lucky. That's only.
No, they got. They got.
It usually doesn't happen that
way. They got five, six. I feel like they probably got nine prospects back in those deals. And when you get nine prospects back, if three of them work out, you got your money's worth. And that's basically what the Nationals did.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the Nationals, how about the Nationals firing their GM and their manager, but more surprisingly, the GM a week out of the draft, where they have the number one pick, and there's not a consensus number one guy to take. It's between the kid, a shortstop kid who is the younger Holiday brother, and a pitcher out of LSU. Either of those things, I think they're going to go the pitcher route and take the pitcher out of LSU.
Yeah, the pitcher out of LSU is really good.
Yeah, that's more of a short-term need for a team that's on the cusp of, it's incredible to be on the cusp of competing and get another number one overall pick. The Nationals were blocked from doing so a season ago, and they came up in the lottery for the number one pick, and they couldn't have it because of the fact that they'd had top 10 picks in so many drafts before. So I don't remember exactly how. Well, they did. And
yeah, I mean, and they shouldn't have a rule like that. I mean, hey, it should go, if the team is bad, okay, that's why you got draft choices.
Well,
so
the problem, though, is the tanking. They don't want you to tank. They definitely don't want you tanking multiple years in a row.
Well, I guarantee you, you go out in Colorado with the Rockies, they ain't trying to tank. They just suck.
Well, I mean, but that's a team that didn't suck that bad not that long ago. So it's just a team that needs to rebuild. And
well, is it the reef? Are they smoking too much?
Maybe. Maybe it's the fact that people don't really want to play in Colorado, especially pitchers, because you throw a fastball a little bit too far in or a little too far over the plate, and that thing's a goner.
They ought to be able to go out, Jeff. You just hit the nail on the head for the Rockies. They need to go out and hire them all kind of bang busters that can hit that ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to give up 10, score 11.
Lineup up. And every one of them that can hit, so be it.
At least shoot
for 50 or 60 games at home.
That's been the recipe that's worked for them in the past. When they've had a bang-bang lineup, they can win. Yeah. Because if you give up 10 runs and you score 11, that's a win in the books. We're running out of time in this segment, Eddie. We barely got into this. Paul Skenes, offer number one. From the New York Mets, shortstop Jeff Williams, right-handed pitcher Jonah Tong, right-handed pitcher Nolan McLean, infielder Ronnie Mauricio, and outfielder Kenson Bango. You're right. I've never heard of any of these guys, but I'm assuming.
Go to the Tigers' offer.
The Tigers, outfielder Matt Clark, shortstop Kevin McGonigal, right-handed pitcher Jackson Job, that's a name I know. Infielder Colt Keith and right-handed pitcher Sawyer Gibson Long, also a name I know. Those would be good return prospects.
They're going to get it. I'm just going to tell you, they're going to unload, Paul.
It's
stupid, but it's going to happen. And he's going to go to Detroit and took that fine-looking girl with him. And
she must
be going to win the world.
He's very unhappy. I wonder if
He's going to win the World Series with the Detroit Tigers.
I wonder if he has a no-trade clause or a team he can and can't be traded to.
Hey, excuse me, but I guarantee you, he's trying to get out of Pittsburgh.
But to Detroit?
Why not?
Detroit is a city that's coming back.
They got a good team.
It's a city that's coming back. Yeah, but you know, you got to think about where you're going to play. And there are some places that some guys just do not want to play, and Detroit, unfortunately for them, is one of them. The weather isn't good. Great fan base, but the city
and great place to live.
I've heard other
outside
things.
Outside of Detroit is gorgeous.
How far do you have to go outside of Detroit?
Not far.
All right, good.
On the subs.
Well, we'll see on that one, because the Dodgers are in the running for it. The Mets and the Tigers. Those are the three teams, I guess, that are offering what Pittsburgh could potentially take back. The Dodgers offer is pretty good too. I mean, Dalton Rushing, I think, is their top prospect, and they've obviously got a great farm system there. I don't know why, because they seem to trade it away every 2 weeks, but they keep filling it back up. Ronald Acuna Jr. probably going to stay with the Braves. This is a guy.
Yeah, I can't see the Braves. Why would you want to trade the dude like that, man?
Because he's an MVP when he plays. But this dude gets hurt often.
Well, he's better. He's better when he comes back than anybody. You know, what's the difference? You better go with him and stay with him, and don't trade for a bunch of minor leaguers. It don't mean anything.
I just wonder if it's not the right time for the Braves to move on from Ronald Acuna Jr. Yes, he's probably the best player on that team, but it's a team that right now sits only above the Washington Nationals in the NL East. And if they trade Ronald Acuña Jr. now and get a good return in young guys that can grow with the already young pitching staff that they have in Atlanta, when those guys come into their primes, they could be a contender quickly again, where right now, whatever they have going on in Atlanta isn't working. I don't know if it's a management problem, if it's a player problem. I can't tell you why, but Atlanta is underperforming right now. And these are the times when you have to look at the roster and say, who can we move on from? Ronald Acuña Jr. has won a World Series in Atlanta. They moved on from Freddie Freeman, and things have just not been the same since then. I always say that that was what doomed the Atlanta Braves, moving on from Freddie Freeman, who is not only a great hitter and great first baseman, but he seems to be a guy, you throw him in the locker room and he gets you over the hump, as has been proven with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So as a baseball business decision, this is probably a better time than ever to move on from Ronald Acuña Jr. I know that Braves fans would hate to hear that. You know, I understand fully. Sometimes it's just the right thing for the team to move on from a star. They could replenish their farm system by moving him.
You know, the Braves got a good minor league system.
They do. They've got to bring someone in who can develop pitchers, because they have...
Well, you ever heard of Leo Mazzoni?
Yeah, but
Leo is doing color commentary for Fox.
Yeah,
he'd be the guy you need to call.
Bring him in, because they have incredible young pitching there that is not living up to the hype that they brought with them. And Spencer Strider and Shauver Smith, I mean, those guys, they should have two aces on that team, and they probably will, but not yet. We got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I told you. Do you hear them screaming in Atlanta? I told you that the Falcons would have trouble, didn't I?
Yes, and I think it's self-induced trouble because they went out and they made an offer to a starter in the league and didn't tell him, hey, we plan on taking another quarterback with the 8th pick in the draft right after we sign you. And Kirk Cousins has come out and spilled the old beans, Eddie.
Yeah, he did. He said, I would have signed with Minnesota if I'd even known that. He said, I was misled. And I believe that as an athlete. I've been there. They'll lie to your face and just tell you what you want to hear and all the time screwing you. They had to be offering him $80 or $90 million.
To stay in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You got to look at the track record. The Atlanta Falcons have not really done great things since they played in the Super Bowl seemingly 10 years ago when they lost to New England, when they were up and then lost. So the Atlanta Falcons don't seem to have a front office or a coaching staff. I don't know where the problem is, but there is a problem. You know,
you got an offensive coordinator who lied to Kirk Cousins. He didn't call the same plays he did for Penix. And Kirk Cousins is over the top kind of guy who drops the ball down all over the field. And he didn't call any of those plays when Kirk was in there. He made him look goofy what he did. Now they're going to pay for it.
Well, the fact of the matter is Kirk Cousins was drafted in the same draft as he basically was Michael Penix to Robert Griffin III. They were both drafted in the first round of a draft in the same draft. The ownership wanted Robert Griffin III and the coaching staff wanted Kirk Cousins. So he comes in and they did RG3 dirty so they could get their guy Kirk Cousins in. And
well, the problem, no, RG3 did himself dirty. You know what RG3 was doing? I was in Washington when they were doing that.
Yeah.
And that idiot was taking Dan Snyder's private jet all over the damn place and not showing up for practice or anything. So he didn't even know the plays.
I don't.
And all the, I'm just telling you, well, all the skins got really pissed at him. And they said, to heck with him. I don't want him as our quarterback. I mean, the whole team didn't want him.
Well, they didn't want Kirk Cousins either because they ran him out of town too.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Snyder has, that's the reason they got rid of him as an owner. He was horrible. He was the worst. You know, they wanted me to come do some production for the Redskins. I interviewed for some stuff. They wanted me to do a game day producer. And I talked to a couple guys there, and I said, I don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. And I didn't. I didn't need the job anyway. I got my own gig, you know? And so I didn't. And I was smart not taking that gig.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta because Michael Penix has to come out and prove that he's the starter in Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins' ass is out of Atlanta.
Where is he going?
You just never know.
He's got a big contract that would have to be offloaded onto another team.
Nobody has to pay for that contract but Atlanta.
I'm sure that
they're going to have to release him because he's not going to play. He's not going to sit on the bench behind that jabroni.
All right. Well, let's jump over to the Bengals. Joe Burrow, his home being verticalized.
Bro. Hey, Batman Joe.
Altered the Batmobile plans.
He's cool, man, that Joe Burrow. It's too bad he's not in New York.
He canceled the fully functioning Batmobile. He told the Netflix show Quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, he's the one that they busted all them guys breaking in all the guys, you know, homes.
Yes.
And he had a Batmobile had it ordered and it's fully functional and everything. Oh my goodness gracious. I could see that. But can you, Batman Joe. Oh, love it. I mean, Joe Burrow's is fun. He's in the wrong city because Cincinnati doesn't appreciate him.
It's funny that Joe Burrow ordered a fully functioning Batmobile. I mean, he is. That's. I guess if I had all of the money in the world and I was into Batman, I would order a Batmobile.
If I was producing Cincinnati Bengal football, oh, hell, I'd have had fun with that Batmobile. I mean, I'd have had him and I'd have every one of them guys as his Robin. Boom, 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 boom. And you know what I mean? I'd fly. It'd be some good stuff.
Well, they should think about potentially getting that Batmobile that he didn't purchase. The Bengals could purchase it and roll him
Call
in.
Call it the Bengalmobile.
Roll him in on that Batmobile before every game. That'd be a pretty cool.
And a different Robin every time. You know, his wide receiver, right?
Yes.
Higgins.
Can you imagine the locker room?
He could have them all. It'd be really cool.
The locker room in that place would go nuts if they had to Robin for Joe Burrow every week. Those guys would be running for the exits as soon as they found out that they were going to have to be Robin to Joe Burrow's Batman. Listen, the Bengals have plenty of problems. Joe Burrow not buying a Batmobile.
Hey, Joe Burrow's very single. Little. You know what I'd do?
What?
The hell with it. If they don't want to be my Robin? I'd get one of them cheerleaders each and every week would be my Robin.
Dak Prescott says he's fully go for training camp.
Yeah, right. He hadn't been fully. Where's he going?
He's going to probably 9-8. And if they make the playoffs, 1-done in the first round of the playoffs. Dak Prescott is going to eventually, somebody else is going to figure out, I feel like I might be the only guy that understands that you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. Prove me wrong.
No, I'm the first guy to say he'll never win a damn Super Bowl with Dallas. You know, he'll lose about 8 or 9, 10 games, and then he'll come up with a hemorrhoid injury. It's like something with him all the time.
His new head coach looks to the past to inspire the rest of those Cowboys out there. He brought in Randy White, Bobby Lilly, Michael Irvin, and Tony Casillas.
You know what he forgot?
Tony Romo?
For the Dallas Cowboys. He is two of them. One wore number 12 and the other one wore number 8.
Obviously, it's not Tony Romo. Obviously, we're talking about
Staubach, Roger Staubach, the only guy to win a Heisman Trophy at Navy.
They didn't bring in Staubach. They didn't bring in Troy Aikman. And
that's the guys who know how to win.
Absolutely. Michael Irvin.
Who led all these guys? Who called all the plays to make it happen?
Michael Irvin, you better watch out. You might have a little bit of a problem going on in Dallas.
He stopped by the White House on the way to the stadium, believe me.
Are we getting back to how about them Cowboys again, or is this just...
Well, hell no. Not with what they got as quarterback.
New head coach. Things obviously could be changing there. Dak Prescott, I don't know. I don't see it. They have a good team.
No.
It's bizarre that the Cowboys have such a good team and are mired in just bad.
Well, you got no quarterback. All he does is lose.
Well,
I don't know how the Cowboys put up with this. It's been 29 years since they've won anything. I mean, come on, Jerry Jones. I mean, you've had 3 or 4 facelifts since then. I mean, you got to fix it.
So Dak Prescott is a guy who has been injured. And it seems that whenever they bring in the guy sitting behind Dak Prescott, the Cowboys overachieve with that guy. And it could be...
Yeah, but you know, Cooper went to the Baltimore Ravens.
And that's the thing is that if you have a backup coming in and having success with your team...
What does that tell you?
That tells me that the starter is not the right guy because...
Yeah, he's got to go.
Whether it be injury, which seems to be a lot of the time for Dak Prescott, whether it just be something mental, whether he's just, I mean, he's got all of the physical talents to be a great quarterback.
You know the guy that I always wanted in the draft to go to Dallas Cowboys that would fit the Cowboys like a glove is the guy that the New York Giants drafted. And he's going to be good for him, too.
Jackson Dart. You know,
he looks like a cowboy. He moves like a cowboy. Because, you know, to be a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you got to be suave and debonair, you know? And he had that.
If I'm Schottenheimer, I have an eye towards Mac Jones, a guy who I feel like would be a quarterback that you could bring in and potentially have a Cowboys style guy.
So he'll go good in Dallas. you know. So
I love the fact the analytics be damned. It depends on what he's got on his arm to Eddie.
Absolutely. In Dallas, it does.
Well,
you don't have an old fat girl taking her to the damn red carpet. There's no way.
There are a lot of good looking girls in Dallas. So,
yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see every damn one of them.
The NFL minicamps, you know, everything's starting to ramp up for the NFL. It feels like we're not that far out. We're in Major League Baseball time now. That's really the only sport we've got going on. NASCAR's still happening, but the reality of it is that we're looking forward to having football back, and we're talking
about...
You
know what I'm looking forward to is Ben Johnson's Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
I really am. I think that they're going to make a difference in the North. And I think that they're going to come in and usher in a winning protocol to Chicago Bears. So they haven't been there since 1985.
I wonder, so there's two things that go with the Ben Johnson becoming the head coach of Chicago Bears. How good is he going to be in Chicago is one of the questions. I agree. I don't know that Caleb Williams is the guy, but we're going to find out if they...
Well, you know something? You're going to find out by the fourth week. Because if he can't play, because Ben Johnson is, you remember how I always said you got to play with who you got?
Yes.
Your quarterback, build everything around him. That's what Ben's doing. Same way he did with the guy number 16 in Detroit.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is we're going to see what Caleb Williams is capable of this upcoming season. But what is the drop-off going to be like in Detroit?
Woo. Now you've talked about, see, that's where it opens the door for the Bears right there. Because you can't go with an OC and a new DC and then all of a sudden have great stuff. I mean, you don't have the chemistry yet. You haven't made the gumbo, as they say. You know, it hadn't mixed real well. So there's not enough spice in the juice there, baby. And so you got to get it going. But I'm telling you, Chicago Bears have got spice in that gumbo.
They have a lot to overcome. They have a lot to overcome in that division.
I don't believe so. That division is, it can be had, believe me.
It can be had, but you're going to have to be better than Green Bay, who has been very good. You're going to have to be better than Detroit, who has been very good. And you're going to have to be better than Minnesota.
Yeah, but they lost two coordinators. That's a whole different deal.
They did, but you know, that happened to Belichick in New England all the time. Everybody wanted to hire Belichick.
Campbell is no Belichick.
No, well, like, I don't know. Please. Campbell has been extremely good in Detroit. He turned that franchise around.
He's not a closer. He couldn't close last year.
Well, that's the quarterback that they're saying can't close, but they're going to have the same quarterback in Detroit.
Oh, you're going to replace him, the only guy that can win in Detroit?
No, that's what I'm saying is that they...
Hell no, you better hang on to him because he's the only one that wants to play there, and they're two. It's like, you know.
Well, if it doesn't go well in the beginning of the season for Chicago, maybe Detroit will think about shipping him to Chicago and bringing in another guy. But we'll see what happens this year. It's going to be fun. I mean, that division itself.
Hey, you know who's going to have a hell of a year? It's Chubb with the Texans.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
You better watch him.
He's been great in the past. He's not a guy. He's not new to the league. You know, he's getting towards that decade of experience, but he is a bowl you over running back.
And so he's got a chance with the Texans, and he's going in a stadium that loves football. And Texan fans, because I live in the great state of Texas, Houston Texans love him, love the team, and they love to support him. And Chubb is going to do great. Can you believe that 1-2 punch the Texans got with him and Mixon? Please.
He has been part of a lot of really good 1-2 punches. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, you know, I love baseball, and it's heating up, and it's starting to happen. As we always say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. What I'm looking forward to is the NFL. It's going to be a great season this year. It's going to be, I mean, phenomenal. I'm just telling you.
The way things work out in sports, and I love baseball, but I'll tell you what, when we're in the middle of the baseball season and there's no football, there's no basketball, there's no hockey, it does feel like there's something
you're
missing.
You're in the land of lost.
Yes, there's something missing. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that baseball is a trudge down a long path, and it's a 162-game season, and there are a lot of games that, you know, don't really matter when it comes down to it. They end up, I guess, mattering in the end, but you tell me that in a 162-game season, that if you shortened it to 82, the same exact teams wouldn't be at the top and the same exact teams wouldn't be at the bottom. I wouldn't believe you. It's rare that a team, I mean, my Washington Nationals started out 19-32 and went on to win the World Series.
Yo, how long ago was that?
That was a long time ago, Eddie.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. I mean, it's like, hey, let the guys play the game. Don't change nothing. You know, we're already bitching about the video. Now you want to cut the games. What the hell?
Oh, I don't want to cut the...
What's wrong with you?
No, I don't want to cut the games. I want the games to go back to no pitch clock. I want it to go back to you can take out the catcher at home.
I miss the damn... I want those boom, boom plays. I want the managers coming out and yelling at the damn umpires.
I want to go back to pitchers that can go a complete game. I want to go back...
Yeah, throw their head too, you know?
I want to go back to actually playing baseball when you go into extra innings, not putting a guy for free on second base in extra innings.
This woke BS doesn't work. We got to start a protest for Nolan Ryan to be the commissioner.
All right, I'm in.
He'll put the real rules back in the baseball.
Put the paper in front of me. I'm going to sign it. We've run out of time here on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Tell them goodbye.
Well, for the Continental Lover and Jeff Taylor, see you next week.